The ear is stabbed, but there is no appeal to the heart. That might be taken as a critic's reaction to some contemporary offering in Carnegie Hall. Not so, however, for the year was 1801, the composer Ludwig van Beethoven, and the piece, his Symphony No. 1 in C major. Beethoven wrote his first symphony on the threshold of the 19th century, when audiences were tuned to the conventions set by the old order of Mozart and Haydn. Not yet 30, he had composed only two works for orchestra, both piano concerti. When the first symphony was performed, minor audacities of key and discord jarred orthodox ears. But for better or for worse, it was enough to stamp it Beethoven's and to proclaim for musical posterity a fresh outlook and aim. And enough, it might be added, to have alarmed the sentinels of conservatism into pronouncing the symphony a danger to musical art. But never was such danger so sublime as we hear in Beethoven's Symphony No. 1 in C major, as performed by the Seventh Army Symphony Orchestra.